Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so AI, it seems like it's everywhere, right?
Absolutely everywhere.
We hear so much about the amazing things it can do, transforming medicine, industries.
Yeah, the potential is huge.
But what if that same tech is also creating maybe one of the biggest threats we face, something fundamental like democracy?
That's the really critical question here.
Today, we're going to unpack a really fascinating set of sources. They
Okay.
don't just outline this challenge, but they actually propose a pretty bold solution.
Right, something called the iX platform or Project Cobalt.
Exactly. Project Cobalt.
And what's so interesting, I think, about these documents is they don't just, focus on the doom and gloom of AI misinformation. They actually pivot. They see an opportunity here to build like a whole new infrastructure for truth.
An infrastructure for truth. That sounds
Yeah.
ambitious.
It is. It's moving beyond just, playing defense, fighting misinformation,
Right.
to actually creating a healthier information economy. So our mission today really is to dive into how this platform tries to do that, how it aims to reward accuracy, help us all think more critically, and build up what they call verifiable intelligence.
Verifiable intelligence, okay? Because the problem, as these sources lay it out, it sounds pretty stark. They call it an unprecedented threat to democracy.
AI weaponized misinformation.
And it's not just like fake news articles anymore, is it?
Oh no, it's way beyond that. Think AI generating entire campaigns, super convincing deepfakes.
Right, the ones you can barely tell are fake.
Exactly. And automated narratives, messages specifically designed to push our buttons, exploit our cognitive biases
And it spreads. How fast?
faster and more effectively than anything we've ever seen. It's not just a few people doing this, it feels like a systemic thing now, almost impossible to keep up with.
Which leads to that question you raised.
Yeah.
Why is this stuff, especially the stuff that makes us angry, why is it so powerful, so easy to weaponize?
Yeah, and the sources actually get into the neuroscience of it, which is fascinating.
Oh, okay.
They explain that outrage, that mix of anger and feeling morally right. It's primal.
Primal, like built in.
Yeah, sort of. It starts in the amygdala, that's our brain's quick threat detector, and the insula, which handles moral disgust.
Okay.
Then it gets a boost from dopamine, the reward chemical, in the striatum. So when you share something outrageous online and you get likes,
So
shares,
you get that little dopamine hit.
exactly. Social platforms basically amplify that loop. It makes the outrage feel good, feel righteous.
But it's not actually helping us think clearly.
Not at all. It actually narrows our thinking, makes us more polarized, and just degrades the quality of our decisions. It's a feedback loop that makes us feel engaged, but leaves us less informed.
So this whole system, this outrage economy, that's what current social media runs on.
Pretty much. Engagement driven by emotional reaction. And the sources argue AI just pours gasoline on that fire.
It turbocharges it.
Right. Disinformation becomes programmable. You've got AI making deepfakes, tweaking algorithms to bias what we see, even deploying armies of bots to argue and persuade people online automatically.
So it's happening at a scale.
A scale and speed that humans just can't match. Forget manual fact-checking, keeping up. It feels like we're drowning in engineered opinions.
Yeah, trying to find the signal and all that noise.
And if you zoom out, look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The impact is huge.
How so?
Well, it obviously undermines informed decision making. It polarizes us, right? Fractures relationships, communities, families.
You see that playing out all the time.
Totally. And it weakens trust.
Yeah.
Trust in institutions, the press, science, government, all of it.
And mental health too, I imagine. All that stress and overload.
Definitely. The sources point to correlations with rising stress, anxiety, information overload. And think about it. The whole basis of democracy, even capitalism, relies on people having access to good, verifiable information to make choices.
An informed public.
Exactly. Without that foundation, everything else starts to wobble.
Okay, that's a pretty grim picture. But you said the sources pivot.
They do. They don't just stop at the problem. They introduce this RxCon platform.
Right, Project Cobalt.
And it's framed not just as a way to fight back, but as something much bigger. They call it a new infrastructure for the collaborative creation of truth, high integrity content, and democratic resilience.
Okay, collaborative creation of truth. That's a key phrase. It's about building, not just defending.
Precisely, uniting humans and AI intentionally around information we can actually verify, turning this huge threat into, well, an opportunity.
Building something new instead of just patching the old system.
Exactly. And the core idea, the principle they state, is really powerful. In the age of AI, truth must be created and distributed faster, more engagingly, and more profitably than lies.
Faster, more engagingly, and more profitably than lies. That's a tall order.
It is. But they argue that this AI-accelerated erosion of truth isn't just a problem. It's actually tomorrow's greatest opportunity.
An opportunity to build platforms that reward accuracy, that help us think better.
Yes. Foster verifiable intelligence. The mission, as they lay it out, is building this intelligent infrastructure, connecting AI, institutions, and us, regular citizens, through new kinds of trusted information systems.
And they call it a commercial infrastructure for the information economy. So it's got a business angle, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about fixing things. It's about creating an evolved model where all data is qualified and monetizable.
Qualified and monetizable.
Okay, there's a summary in the sources that really nails it, I think. Society doesn't need another social network. It needs a new information infrastructure where outrage is not rewarded, truth is.
Wow. That really cuts to the chase, doesn't it? Rewarding truth, not outrage.
Fundamentally different incentives.
Okay, so we've got the problem, the vision. But the big question for anyone listening and for us is how? How does this IX platform actually do all this?
Right. The nuts and bolts.
The sources get into that. They talk about an architecture.
They do. They detail six engines, commercial-grade engines.
Six of them.
Yeah, and each one is designed to be like a standalone module with real-world applications across different industries, edtech, media tech, even training AI models. But they work together.
Okay.
Together, they form this whole infrastructure for what they call democratic intelligence at scale.
Democratic intelligence at scale.
Ah.
All right, let's break these down. Engine number one.
The content creation engine.
Okay, content creation. This is about making stuff, right? The sources say it's for professional content creation at scale with verified AI assistance.
Mm.
What does that actually look like? Verified AI assistance.
It's much more than just, you know, hitting generate article with AI.
Right.
This engine gives powerful AI tools to citizen reporters, NGOs, educators, basically anyone creating serious content.
Right.
And the verified part, the revolutionary bit, is how it builds in things like balanced coverage and source checking from the start. Well, it can automatically generate alternate perspectives, for instance. So you're prompted to consider other views. It has built-in requirements for citing sources properly. And it allows multiple AIs like GPT-4o, Claude 4, Gemini 2 to co-author content, all fine-tuned for like high integrity output.
So the AI isn't just writing, it's helping ensure quality and balance as you write.
Exactly. It transforms journalism or any content creation into something scalable, designed for quality, moving beyond just checking for lies afterwards to proactively building verifiable stuff from the get-go.
Okay, that's a big shift. So engine one helps create better content. How do we know we can trust it? Engine two.
That's the ratings and labeling engine. This focuses on trust metrics and objectivity feedback at scale.
Trust metrics. So rating the content that's created, how is this different from, say, like dislike buttons or star ratings?
It's way more sophisticated. It sets up systems for verifying, rating, tagging information with real integrity. The sources actually call bias detection the missing link in the evolution of both human and machine intelligence.
Missing link.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's not just rating the content. It includes systems to qualify and certify the evaluators themselves.
Ah, so you know the raters are credible.
Right. And then the scoring is multidimensional. It looks at factual accuracy, sure, but also intellectual depth, how constructive it is, the emotional tone, the bias level.
Across different media, too. Video, audio.
Yep. Text, video, audio, images. It's like creating a whole new category of quality assurance, giving everything a detailed, understandable credibility score, much more granular than what we have now.
Okay, so create good content, rate it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. What's next? How do we use that information? Engine three.
The analytics engine. This one's about bias detection and behavioral optimization.
Behavioral optimization. So it's analyzing us, the users.
Kind of, yeah. But the goal is positive. It identifies hidden bias patterns, not just in the content or sources, but also in how we interact with information.
To help us get better at spotting bias ourselves.
Exactly. To improve information literacy, encourage better learning habits, more productive conversations, it gets pretty advanced. It uses things like a multidimensional behavioral fusion engine. It even tries to correlate big five personality traits.
Like openness, conscientiousness.
Yeah, those psychological traits. Correlate them with our real-time cognitive bias patterns, and it even has a predictor for how our information habits might evolve over time.
Whoa. So it's like a personalized AI coach for thinking critically.
That's That's a good way to put it. It learns your habits, your potential blind spots, and maybe gently nudges you. Like, hey, you seem to be reading a lot from one perspective. Here's another view. Or prompts deeper engagement, all while maintaining privacy, they stress.
Okay, privacy is key there. But it's benchmarking our growth, our resilience to misinformation.
That's the idea. A personalized journey towards smarter information consumption.
All right, this is getting really interesting. Engine 4 sounds fun. The gamification engine. An incentivized intelligence ecosystem.
Yeah, this tackles engagement head-on.
We know gamification works, but how do you make truth-seeking fun? Fun enough to compete with outrage clicks?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? This engine aims to motivate and reward constructive behavior online.
Like what kind of behavior?
Things like being authentic, actively seeking out verified information, creating good content that meets the standards, doing careful fact-checking, engaging respectfully across different viewpoints.
Okay, the opposite of trolling.
Pretty much. Users earn points, rewards, maybe credentials or badges for these positive contributions. It builds up trust scores, reputation rankings.
So your reputation is based on being helpful and accurate.
Exactly. The sources position it as a direct alternative to the outreach economy, rewarding thoughtful engagement instead of just noise. And it's designed to plug into educational apps, loyalty programs, civic platforms.
Creating a kind of currency for good information behavior.
Yeah, a currency based on intellectual integrity and positive contribution. Make it genuinely more rewarding to be constructive than destructive online.
Okay, rewards. Yeah. That brings us to Engine 5, the monetization engine, the creator economy for knowledge and trust.
How do people actually, you know, get paid? Right. This engine builds the infrastructure for that. It connects businesses or institutions with users who've demonstrated credibility through the platform.
Based on those trust scores and contributions.
Exactly. It rewards verified insight, quality engagement, real expertise in a subject. Users can build a trusted digital brand and actually earn money from meaningful knowledge-based contributions.
And the earnings are based on quality.
Yeah, determined by things like accuracy, educational impact, source integrity. It's not about clicks or ad views. It's about the value of the knowledge itself.
Creating a cycle where good content gets rewarded, leading to more good content.
That's the goal. A cycle driving towards a more objective, valuable knowledge base where people are paid for their intellectual capital.
Okay, that makes sense. And finally, holding it all together, Engine 6, the blockchain engine, decentralized trust infrastructure. What's blockchain doing here?
Think of it as the foundation providing trust and transparency. Hmm. Well, it powers immutable records. So once content is verified or rated, that record on the blockchain can't be secretly changed.
Okay, tamper-proof records.
Right. It also helps with decentralized governance, making the whole system less reliant on one single point of control. And it underpins the tokenized incentives we talked about.
The rewards for users.
Yeah, rewarding participation with digital tokens that might have real value. It can also be used for things like tokenized security for investors. The core idea is using blockchain to make the whole system transparent, trustworthy, and resistant to manipulation. Rewarding participation drives engagement, creating a healthier overall framework.
Got it. So these six engines, they're not just working in isolation, are they?
No.
The sources mentioned feedback loops.
Absolutely. That's crucial. They're designed to work together, reinforcing each other.
How does that look?
They describe three main loops: creation, learning, and trust. Take the creation loop. It flows from content creation to ratings, then analytics, AI assistance, gamification rewards, monetization, and finally secured by the blockchain. Each step feeds the next.
Making the whole system stronger.
Exactly. They're designed to boost the commercial side, ensure the integrity holds up, help humans and AI evolve together constructively, and ultimately make the users smarter. They build on each other.
Okay. And beyond the tech, what about the business side? Did the sources touch on the commercial vision? You mentioned projections.
They did. They included financial overviews, different funding scenarios, mm-hmm. conservative, efficient, aggressive growth. And they project pretty substantial revenue and EBITDA that's a measure of profit within just a couple of years.
That's fast. What's driving that?
They highlight their focus on information-seeking behaviors and bias signals.
Mm-hmm.
They argue these are incredibly valuable data types today.
Why those specifically?
Because understanding how people look for information and what their biases are gives incredible insight. For businesses, educators, even policymakers, it allows for really high-value interactions.
More targeted, less wasteful.
Right. They argue this drives faster monetization and better quality revenue, justifying higher valuations for the platform. The big takeaway is that the IX platform isn't just trying to fix the problems of the AI era.
It's turning them into opportunities.
Exactly. Turning them into markets, making truth scalable, verifiable, and actually economically rewarding.
So wrapping this up,
mm-hmm.
what does all this mean for someone listening right now, just trying to navigate the online world?
Well, I think this deep dive really shows we're at a crossroads, you know, in this information age.
Mm-hmm.
Project Cobalt, the IX platform, it's a vision for how we could maybe proactively shape the future of information, build something better, instead of just constantly reacting to the bad stuff.
Creating an environment where integrity is actually valued.
Right, where tech helps us understand things better.
Which brings up a pretty big question for all of us, doesn't it?
It does. In a world where AI can be so empowering but also so misleading, how much do we really value verifiable intelligence as individuals, as a society?
And what role do we play? It's not just about the platforms, is it? It's about what we choose to seek out, to share, to engage with.
Exactly. How much effort are we willing to put into demanding and fostering that verifiable intelligence?
Yeah. And here's a final thought to leave you with. Just imagine. Imagine an information economy where pretty much every piece of content you see is qualified, rated for integrity, and where your efforts to find and share truth are actually tangibly rewarded.
What kind of society would that build?
Right. How would that change how you interact with news, with politics, even with each other online every day?
Definitely food for thought.
Indeed. Food for thought until our next deep dive.